Guys, so welcome to another episode of mine, and today we're going to speak about love. But before I do that, I want to say thank you to everyone who listens to my podcast, and for you taking that time to listen to my podcast from the beginning to the end. I really appreciate that gesture. So today in my episode, I'm going to speak about love. What do we understand by the term love? Why do we fall in love? And how do you know that you love someone? And also, I'm going to mention a few ways on how you can improve your love life with your partner. So, when somebody tells you what is love, what do you get? For me, I get is that passionate affection you feel towards someone, or that warm personal attachment, or the deep affection you feel towards your parent, your child, your friend, your girlfriend. So, and it is usually a very good feeling, especially when you love someone, because you do anything for these people. And why do we usually fall in love? So one of the things that makes us to fall in love is compatibility. Compatibility is the similarities you get to find out with this person. You find that there are so many things they do, they're quite similar to yours. The way you think, the way you approach stuff, the way he views things, they're just the same way you two also view things. Second thing, and this prompts you to want to know this person more. So this creates the atmosphere of you guys creating time and spending much more time with each other to know each other better. Another thing that makes us to fall in love are compliments. When you compliment someone, that raises their spirit. And when it raises your spirit, you want to be that person who makes you feel good all the time. So why wouldn't you not fall in love with this person who always compliments you all the time? It makes you feel good. So you will want to be the person who always compliments your flows and how you look, your fashion, your everything. Whenever he sees you, he just sees a positive thing and you're like, wow, I just want to be this person. Another thing is the company. His company. Whenever you are with each other, you just want to be there and you don't want to move. You just want to be this person the whole day, the whole time. But unfortunately, in our world, this time which has been created, there is the morning, there is the afternoon, there is the evening. So there's some things you need to do, the activities that this person has to do. So that even if you want to be with this person, he has to work, you have to work, so that you can make your life better as much as you want to be with this person all the time. And that's why we need to create time for such a good and that feeling that makes you two come together. It's good to create time for that feeling to grow. So there are two processes of falling in love. There's rapid falling in love and the slowly falling in love. So rapid is quite common in most of the youth, and me inclusive. And we tend to, in this rapid falling in love, we tend to meet someone and immediately you make him the ideal. You get that picture, this is the ideal guy. And with that time, you usually fail to assess the person, to either to know how he is, what are his attributes or her attributes, such as generosity, kindness, work ethics, stuff like that. And this, unfortunately, this thing gives us that security, that sense of security and an intense positive vibe. You just want to be this person. So you're always, because you created that image, is the ideal person. There's that sense that comes with it, the intense feeling. And this usually escalates the emotional feeling. And sorry to say, but it kind of drives us only to one side, that is only sexual and the fireworks that comes with the sexuality, with the sexual part. And this relationship usually doesn't last for long, because most of the time you tend to have frequent breakups. And whenever this feeling ends, you usually get bored with the person you have at that moment and you want to vibe with another person. So this makes even the relationships that you have to be just a short-term ones and not a long one. So in another process of falling in love, I said it's slow flow falling in love. In slow falling in love, this is where the love you feel for this person, it's specific. Like the kind of love you have, it's specific. It's driven to only one person. And this is usually created by the bond formed between the two, which usually takes time. And what makes this bond to be so strong is the mutual qualities that both of you admire in each other. So this bond makes you want to know this person in terms of how does he comprehend things, how does he view stuff, how does he conclude stuff, what are his qualities, what the things that he desires to do. So because of the duration you guys have taken to know each other, you create this bond. And this creates that notion of cutting off to a point where the person has decided it's only you and you and you and not any other person. And this usually shows that the relationship at this moment is going to be a very, very a long-lasting relationship. And nobody wants to be in a relationship whereby you just start and then it ends all of a sudden. You just want a relationship where you want to be this person for the rest of your life. So how do you know that you love someone? First, you trust each other. You communicate, you are honest with each other, you compromise. Just for you two, you compromise anything just for the two of you to be happy. You express your love, you help each other to grow. You always make time for each other, and when you detect that there's an issue and you want this person to just be on his own, you give them that space. Then you stick with each other when tough time comes. So these are some of the ways you know that you love someone. You're always worried about this person. You just want to be with them. Whenever you see them in stress, you don't want to see them in that space where they're in stress. So yeah, that's how you know that you really love someone. And there's so many others. These are just a few that I have just listed. And there's some point whereby this relationship faces a challenge. This love faces challenges. And somehow gets into you to a point where you just want to cut off this relationship. But the thing is, as long as the two of you have decided, you came to a point and made the decision, yes, I'm going to stick with this person for the rest of my life, giving up is not a solution. There are ways in which you can improve your love life. And one of these things is writing down your insecurities, your doubts, what you feel that it's not working for you guys and it has been so rampant. You can write it down. When you write it down, create time. Create that couple time where you go out, you chill, and discuss these issues, these insecurities and doubts that you feel for this relationship or this love life of yours. Another thing, when you discuss and you come to an agreement, it has been advised that it is good to always hold hands. So a study was done and it was found that when you hold hands, this actually causes relational cognition changes and neurobiological changes. That is, there's usually a sense of confidence whenever you guys have a physical attraction. So when you hold hands, there's always that confidence that, yes, I know we have faced this, we have challenges, but I'm confident about you. I'm confident that this thing is going to work. Another thing, always appreciate. If you find that there are sometimes you don't appreciate what your fellow partner is doing for you due to his love towards you, appreciate. You can write it down. I write what he has been doing for you. Write it down. Because also, there's that time where he'll come home, he's moody or something like that. And to just cheer him up, you can start just come and start narrating. Thank you, love, for this. Thank you, love, for that. Thank you, love, for doing this for me. Thank you for taking me out. Thank you. Immediately the guy will smile because he says, so you do appreciate what I do, even though you never mentioned it before. You have really realized that I really wanted just to hear the thank you term. I never wanted much. I just wanted you to be grateful that I do these things for you. Some actions, they may look quite small, but they make a change in somebody's heart, and they stick in his heart or her heart, and it just simplifies and makes your life so good. Another thing is create a hello and a goodbye ritual. It's always good to always look out for your loved one, the person you love so much. Say hello, how's your day? Even though you were with him or her just 10 minutes ago, it's good to always say hello. Hi, how was your day? Just check up. It usually increases the love that you feel for your partner, and it also boosts your confidence when it comes to this person. So those are the sum of ways on how I can suggest you improve your love life with your partner. Though this topic is quite huge, but I hope that helps you in one way or another and help you assess your love life and get to put one or two and see how it works for you. So in my next episode, I'm going to talk about types of love, languages of love, and why love language matters. And I hope to see you in my next episode. And it's a bye for me. Bye.